Grammar Girl here. Today we're going to recall that the principal is indeed your pal, but we'll also see that a principal can be so much more. In this episode, we'll talk about the various ways to use principal, that's P-L-E, and principal, that's P-A-L. These two words are pronounced the same way, principal, but I'm going to pronounce the one that ends with pal, principal, so you can follow along more easily. A listener named Sarah has come across the word principal in relation to a job title and is wondering if it's correct to use the word that way. She asks, quote, "If I'm the partner that's responsible for and a technical contributor to our MySQL practice, will I be the principal? As I was taught oversimplistically in elementary school, the principal is your pal, it's a noun, or the principle, a law or precept, again simplistic. I don't tend to think of myself as a law unto myself or the primary source, so spelling it principal doesn't seem right. And the definition of principal, the most important, consequential, or influential, is closer. But I've gotten feedback from clients that each is wrong. It's easy to confuse similar sounding words like principal and principle. Let's look at principle first. Sarah is right that it refers to a fundamental law, doctrine, or tenet. It is a noun only. You could use it to refer to grammatical principles, meaning rules, or you could say that someone is a man of principle, meaning a man who has strong ideals. As Sarah suspects, principle has nothing to do with a job title. The word principal, on the other hand, just might. Like Sarah, you've probably heard the trick that the head of your school is your pal. That's a good way to remember the spelling of principal, because he or she is a fair disciplinarian, and so is your pal. And because the head of a school is indeed spelled with P-A-L at the end. But the word means more than that. Principal can be an adjective or a noun. The most common meaning of principal, as an adjective, is main, or highest in rank or importance, as in, my principal complaint is a persistent headache. You can also turn principal into a verb, principally, which means for the most part. You might see it in a sentence like this, she was principally an abstract painter. As a noun, the word principal has more than 10 meanings. As we've already seen, it refers to the head of a school. It also refers to the non-interest portion of a loan, as in, the principal is $250,000. I don't want to read the dictionary to you, so feel free to look up all the meanings. We'll just jump to the meaning that might answer Sarah's question. One of the meanings of principal is a person in a leading or starring role. This could refer to a person acting in a play or movie, as in Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto are the principals in the movie Star Trek. I loved Star Trek. I apologize if I pronounced the names wrong. I believe we can make this definition fit for the business definition Sarah is looking for. A dictionary of business terms states that a principal is a high-level individual, in other words, a partner, in a CPA firm having major authority and responsibilities, or an owner, especially one with executive authority of a business firm. Now, Sarah is working for a computer company, not a CPA firm, but no matter. You can indeed refer to someone as a principal of a business. Those who are heads of large corporations are called CEOs. But if you own a small graphic design firm, for example, or a bigwig in a computer firm, you can call yourself a principal. In summary, please remember that principal and principal are both pronounced principal. I've just said them differently here to make it easier to follow along. And although they sound alike, they're spelled differently and have different meanings. Principal, with a P-L-E, has one main meaning, a rule or doctrine. Principal, with a P-A-L, on the other hand, has many meanings, including the leader of a school, the non-interest part of a loan, and an important person in a business. Your principal is indeed your pal, but an important person in a business can be your pal, too. This podcast was written by Bonnie Tranga, author of The Curious Case of the Misplaced Modifier, who blogs at sentencesleuth.blogspot.com. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, the author of the paperback book, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. Finally, if you want to get Grammar Girl and other great shows from Quick and Dirty Tips streamed to your iPhone, or now your BlackBerry, try Stitcher free today at stitcher.com. That's all. Thanks for listening.